Alyssa Milano struggles to come to grips with Jussie Smollett hate hoax. By Justin Caruso on February 18, 2019. Celebrity activist Alyssa Milano is apparently having a hard time believing that Jussie Smollett would actually fake a hate crime attack, wondering who could be that hurtful. If that man staged his own attack, he is wrong in so many ways. No one could be that hurtful? To stage this? Right? Alyssa Milano pleaded. To fuck with all of us by playing into our weaknesses and make it even harder for victims to come forward? No one could choose to be that hurtful? Right? Right? According to reports over the weekend, Chicago police now believe that Empire actor Jussie Smollett orchestrated an attack on himself by paying two men to beat him. Smollett previously claimed that he was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack in downtown Chicago in January. The attackers also allegedly shouted "This is MAGA country" during the attack. When the news originally broke of the alleged attack, many Hollywood celebrities used it to cast blame on President Trump and his supporters. Heartbroken and furious reading about the attack on Jussie Smollett. "I want Trump and all MAGA lunatics to burn in hell," actor Billy Eichner said last month. Milano used her social media presence to attack a group of teenagers from Covington Catholic High School during another media-fueled racism controversy. "The red MAGA hat is the new white hood," she said. "Without white boys being able to empathize with other people, humanity will continue to destroy itself." The activist later doubled down on that claim, stating in an op-ed that everyone who proudly wears the red hat identifies with an ideology of white supremacy and misogyny. More recently, the 46-year-old has been using her voice to grace the world with deep thoughts like that she has no equality in America because of her genitalia. "My name is Alyssa Milano, and in 2019 I do not have equal rights in the Constitution," the Sundays at Tiffany's star said during a protest in Washington, D.C., in January. "That's right, because I have a vagina I do not have equality and justice."